The quiet weather pattern continues across eastern New York and western New England. It looks like it'll remain quiet through the weekend and potentially through the first part of next week. There is some potential for a storm in the Tuesday to Wednesday timeframe, though the storm could very well miss us to the south, so it's something to keep in mind in the coming days, and we will keep you updated as we get closer. But between now and Monday, I'm not expecting any big weather-related problems. If you are a skier, the weather looks good for that, especially because it's not going to be that cold. So if you perhaps aren't a fan of bitter cold, temperatures in the coming days will be pretty comfortable for January, and the weather looks nice for any outdoor winter activities as well. One thing to be mindful of is venturing out onto ice. You will want to make sure the ice is thick enough for you to safely walk on. It hasn't been that cold, so there's the potential that some areas of ice are still quite thin. The cloud cover has been variable this afternoon. In this type of weather pattern, the clouds are pretty slow to lift and scour out, so it is a process. And many areas are brighter today compared to the past couple of days. Other spots are still stuck in the clouds. The clouds are pretty much hugging the mountains, so it's those areas near and in the mountains that are in the overcast, though the high peaks have broken out into some sunshine. I'm not expecting any big changes to the cloud coverage heading into tonight, so areas that have cleared should stay fairly clear, and areas that are in the clouds will remain mostly cloudy. There's the chance for a few passing snow showers or some patches of freezing drizzle, especially through portions of the Greens and Adirondacks. Overnight temperatures will be in the teens to around 20, which is in the range of average for this time of year. And tomorrow is going to be a quiet day. We'll see a blend of clouds and sun, and the areas that are stuck in the clouds during the morning should tend to brighten through the day. Temperatures will be in the 20s to low 30s. Tomorrow night into Saturday, a storm will pass well to our south. There could be some cloudiness that works into the area, especially south of Albany, but any rain or snow will stay far away. And the temperatures over the weekend will be seasonably cold, with highs around 30 or so both Saturday and Sunday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy with a chance of scattered snow showers and freezing drizzle, mainly in the mountains, lows in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, seasonably cold, with highs in the 20s to low 30s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of scattered snow showers and freezing drizzle, mainly in the mountains, lows in the teens to around 20, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, seasonably cold, highs in the 20s to lower 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear and seasonably cold, a low of 16 to 24. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, a high of 35 to 40. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, lows in the teens to around 20. And for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and seasonably cold, with highs in the low 30s. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds, highs in the 20s and 30s. And on Sunday, partly sunny and seasonable, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.